Roland Martin, Roland, you there? Roland.
Roland?
Roland, Roland, Roland.
We want our Roland back.
Roland. Was Roland running around the beaches of St. Thomas in a Speedo?
Was he running around?
Oh, God, no.
No?
Oh, God,
no.
Okay. He was on every, he was on every golf course, though.
He played golf every day. Yes, he did. Whenever we stopped, he did.
He even took a ferry over to another golf course, left the boat,
he did.
Took a ferry to another golf course.
Has he got game?
Now, you know I can hear y'all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. I thought I had you on mute. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well,
how
first,
you?
Well, first and foremost, we have priorities when it comes to golf. So yes, we did take a ferry over to Anguilla, and so we enjoyed our time there. But it's all good. But it's all back to work. Huge, huge election last night in Indiana. Pretty much Donald Trump knocked out Senator Ted Cruz of the race. He drops out after being blown out in Indiana. Trump now pretty much has a pathway to the nomination. He'll likely win California and secure the needed 1,237 delegates to win. Democratic side, though, they have not finished the drama over there. Senator Bernie Sanders actually wins Indiana, but he pretty much wins about the same number of delegates as former Secretary Hillary Clinton. She needs, of course, 2,383 delegates to win the nomination, and she is almost there as well. So pretty much what we're going to see is a Donald Trump-Hillary Clinton general election. We're not going to see the drama of a contested Republican convention. But what's happening right now, Republicans all across the country are desperately fleeing their party, Sybil, because they're saying, my God, I actually have to vote for a Donald Trump. The numbers also are also ugly. CNN has a poll right now showing it's 54% to 41% Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Only 29% of women say they will vote for Donald Trump. It's a little hard to see how you can win if you lose black people, Hispanic people, Muslim people, women. All you're pretty much left with are white men, and let's just say trolls. Also, wow. Larry Sabato put out a map, an electoral map of where it stands right now based upon safe Democratic states, safe Republican states, and those that are leaning Republican, leaning Democrat, likely Republican, likely Democrat. That map shows Hillary Clinton today at 347 electoral college votes. You know, you only need 270 to win. And so, granted, lots of things can change. This is May. But the Republican Party also, Jay, very concerned because they could lose the U.S. Senate because with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket. Mm-hmm. You've got races in Wisconsin, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania. So they're freaking out. Donald Trump could literally burn the party down by virtue of him being their nominee.
Roland, why is Kasich still running then? Because I asked Sybil this earlier. Why is he still in the race?
Well, here's the deal. I remember back in 2008 when McCain was running and people said that Mike Huckabee should have dropped out. I disagreed. I'm of the opinion that you don't drop out until the person gets the number of delegates.
Right.
So, for instance, everybody forget, 2008, it wasn't until June that Senator Obama got the number of delegates, and then Hillary Clinton dropped out of the race. And so I don't believe you drop out. I believe, look, here's the deal. Anything can happen. Granted, do we think anything's going to happen? No, but anything can happen. So if I'm John Kasich, you know, it's like basketball. You don't just decide to quit in the third quarter. No, you got to play all four quarters. And so until Donald Trump gets the number of delegates, Kasich says, fine, I'll stay in the race. But here's the other deal. Even with Kasich in a race, he still has an opportunity to grant news media, because they're making so much money, they'll just ignore him. But he can still challenge Trump to force him to answer issues, even though he'll just ignore him as well. But the same thing, how many months have folks been calling for Bernie Sanders to drop out against Hillary Clinton?
And
he
keeps
has missed the number as well. So
do you think Cruz should have stayed in? You think Cruz should have stayed in there?
I believe Cruz should have stayed in. I mean, granted, you look at it and they say, well, from a money standpoint, Indiana, he tried to go hardcore social conservative. Still, I don't believe you drop out until that person gets to the number of delegates. And I go back to 1988. Reverend Jesse Jackson did not drop out of the presidential campaign. And so he came in second to Mike Dukakis. And it wasn't until Mike Dukakis got the number of delegates Reverend Jackson stopped campaigning. And so I've always been of that opinion.
But you can always start working towards what is going to be the ticket and having some interplay in that as well.
If you're still in the
race,
absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, because bottom line is you got to pick. Certainly a vice presidential candidate. That's also a piece there. But again, you never know what can happen, what can transpire. California doesn't vote until June.
Yeah.
You've got an entire month. You don't know what in the world. Now, granted, Donald Trump has said everything in the world, done everything, and that hasn't ended his campaign.
Nothing has stopped.
But again, no one ever knows. So, hey, until that person wins it, same thing. So the clock says 0-0-0, hey, you keep playing.
So does this mean Carla Fiorina is not going to be the vice president? Is that-
let's just say we got a better shot of seeing Sarah Palin again than Carla Fiorina being a DC candidate.
You don't think Trump talking about Cruz's daddy had anything to do with it, do you?
No, but first of all, if I'm Ted Cruz, I would have whooped his ass trying to say his name. Sorry, I'll
Roland, you're a newsman. You can't be fighting people.
that's
and now we go to Roland Martin whooping ass. You can't have that.
At least you can do is give him the finger or something, but you can't hold
it. It would have been a hashtag team whip that ass. My daddy was
chicken
with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Thank you, Roland. Have a great day, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.